Welcome to the Lighthouse Experiment, a Freedom Center Church podcast. Well, welcome back to the Lighthouse Experiment. This week we have Jim Parkin. Our guest this week is Brent DeVries. We're super excited to have you today. Thank you so much. And I'm Ashley Chandler.
So, Mr. Brent,
yes.
How, like I was saying before we were on the air, I had to do verify that I knew Brent so he could be on security or like volunteer and do stuff at church. And the question was, how many years have you known this person? And I was like, So my answer was 10-ish.
That's cool.
That's about it.
Right on. Right? 10 years at Swartz.
Yep.
You were 13 overall because I started at North Oakland first.
Right.
So I did 10 there, and then it overlapped, and 10 at Swartz. So.
Yeah, and it's funny because since we've been doing the Lighthouse Experiment, I kept hearing about, like, yeah, Brent and whatever, and everybody seemed to know you, but I didn't realize that it was the same person. And it was just kind of neat to...
thought there was multiple Brents.
Oh, well, you know, it's...
I'm sure there are.
I know. It's not as common as some other names, you know, but... It was just fun to finally meet you guys, and, you know, your wife is amazing and stuff. So it's just been really cool to get to know you guys over the last couple months, a few months now.
It's been cool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
So the question will be, so how do you go from, so I knew you in the EMS world, and for me too, before I was really coming here, I was there. So it was a different, you know, I grew up in a church home, in a Lutheran church home. Which is, I've still say this joke every time, but it's like Catholic light. Everything's this liturgy, and everything has its goes at the same time, every time, and you stand up and kneel down, and same music after the offering, and same music before the pastor does a sermon, and then, you know, so that was kind of the setting. And then once I was done with youth, and basically after I graduated high school, that was it for that until... like, man, like 2015 was the next time that I would come to a church. And because a mutual friend of ours, because Brian would not really pester, but encourage. So finally. Yeah,
just kind of slip it in once in a while there. Yeah.
The master of the soft sell.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So then I came and then just haven't stopped. You know, I know that. The EMS world and fire service and stuff like that, outside of, you know, having your vision or your focus or your faith or whatever, it's a kind of a hellish would be underselling the kind of world it can be. So for you, at what point did you go from no way ever to, well, all right. Because didn't you guys come once before, like a long time
when
Rob was coming and stuff?
Brian invited us to the Easter service one year. This was years back, right after, I think it was right after we became partners at Station 2. And we came to it, and I will be honest, I don't come from a church background at all. My dad was atheist. My mom believed, but not actively. So we never went to church. I think we went one time when I was growing up, and it was the Christmas Eve service.
Yeah.
And my dad he couldn't get out of there quick enough. So, you know, but we came to that service, and it was really strange for me because I left and I'm like, man, these people are crazy. Like, I didn't believe in any of it. So, you know, naturally I'm watching everybody, you know, like during praise and worship. And I was like, what is this? And we left, and Leanne's like, it was a little bit weird because she's you know, they were Catholic. And it's the same thing. They don't, you know, it's completely different. So she said it was kind of weird, but I think I liked it. And I was like, all right, well, you know, if you want to come back, kind of left it up to her. And she knew that I wasn't real comfortable. So I think that's kind of why it ended there. But then he and Brian invited us every year to Easter service. And, you know, my answer was always, all right, yeah, let me see, you know, let me see what's going on. Try and make it.
Let me check my calendar.
You know, the same thing every year, the usual. It's the easy way out. And then, like we were talking about before we started here, we were struggling with a lot of stuff, finances and just all kinds of stuff. And then I blew my knee out, and it was just like one thing after another. And Brian offered again, you know, why don't you come to Easter service and check it out? And I think Leanne had, she was sick. So I ended up coming by myself because I wanted to check it out before I brought the family anyway, really, and give it a real shot, I guess, because I think at that point I was ready. And we've been coming ever since. It was totally different that time. And I think it was because I was ready to give it a shot and actually listen to what was going on, you know.
Yeah. I think that's pretty fair, though. I mean, it's no little commitment at all. And so, and I know Nick is very conscientious in that way, too. Like, he won't jump into something until he's got all the information.
No.
And, I mean, I think that's pretty wise, really. Like, what's the cost? What do you really believe at the heart of it? What is this really? Because, I mean, some of the stuff that is in the Bible is no little thing. I mean, half the miracles that Jesus performed and the prophecies that he fulfilled is like, wait, you were born of a virgin? Wait. Like, Holy Spirit made Mary pregnant? Like, just the audacity of, like, half the things does seem, I would imagine, very backwards and from the outside, you know, so.
And it's confusing because I have other people that I talk to now that it's the same thing. They'll go and they'll start reading, you know, and they hear us talk about, like, you know, Jesus loves you and he died for you and all these things, but then they start off in the Old Testament and the first few chapters is just like
anarchy.
It's just honestly, but it relates more to how we're living now, really.
Yeah, it really does.
But yeah, so I mean, that actually, we were coming for a long time and just hearing message after message, and it really, it's kind of similar for Carrie. Like, all of a sudden, it was like she was just ready, and like, oh, Pastor has said, and she could tell you that Pastor had said, it was Romans 8:28. He had said that probably 100 times, and then she heard it once. Finally, he said it, she's like, oh, this is something. There's something to it.
Yeah. We come from families where both our mothers have always been believers, but our fathers have been, I would say, probably agnostic is the best term to describe them. And so our moms always brought us to church. So when we got married, we knew we wanted to be, like, Nick and I were both believers. We were both baptized when we were, like, maybe around 11 or so, 11, 12. But out of those backgrounds, it's been a journey for us to kind of, like, get our crap together, kind of figure out, like, what that looks like and actually have it be more than just trying to do all the right things and more about actually learning and knowing who God is and
that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
Right now, it's all new to me. It's
all new.
I've got an uncle that's a pastor, and him and my aunt, they've always been, well, my aunt has always been, you know, she's always gone to church. That's been her thing. And I just, you know, whatever. My uncle, not so much. He was a carpenter and owned his own business, and he drank and he chewed you know, Red Man, and he went out and partied on his boat and, you know, did all that stuff while my aunt was going to church. And finally, it was just like a 180. He all of a sudden just quit everything and became a pastor. So I was just, and I was still building houses at that time. So I'm like, dude, what the heck just happened, man? Like, did you bump your head at work or something? You know, it's always just been weird to me, I guess. And the whole, if I don't see it, I guess, you know, like you got to see it for me. And if I can't see it, then it's just not there.
Yeah.
Makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. But like once we started coming to church and I really started listening, it was a lot of times it was like Pastor Jim was talking to me, and then you kind of can see it.
Yeah.
So
I know exactly it was what weird
when
about.
That flipped like that. Like,
yeah.
I was just sitting there the one Sunday, and we like coming to church. We love being here, but we were sitting there the first time it happened, and he was talking about something, and I'm listening, and I was, it's like he looked right at me and was talking to me, and I'm going, oh,
it's yeah,
oh.
You know what's, I'll tell you something that's strange is when that happens. That happened to me once, sort of. He was given a message, and then all of a sudden, he was talking to someone else in the room, but for whatever reason, I could vision like just him, me, and that person, and wondering to myself, what am I doing here in this? Why am I in this scenario? But it was weird.
It is. Very it's really weird. It's really weird. We've definitely had a lot of. I mean, we've been here since 2008, and I've had many times where I feel like you almost feel outed.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
almost feel like uncomfortable because it's like you're sitting in a room with a ton of other people, but at the same time, he's talking about things that are so intimate to your heart and your life that it's almost like. You know, there's been Sundays where like he's talking and I've got tears streaming, which isn't too hard for me to cry anyways, but to feel like you want to have a reaction because it's so important to you. But at the same time, like you're sitting next to like, sometimes you're sitting next to strangers that you don't know very well, but at the same time, like, man, he's talking right to me, you know? And it's incredible how God can do that through one message, but speak to like 100 different people in the room.
Right.
And it's just amazing. How God can use such, you know, such a place to be able to really be an environment of healing and wholeness, and you know, really, it's just been huge for us.
It's happened quite a bit since we started coming for me. I mean, say 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Like literally, and Leanne would just look at me, and I'm like, yeah, I know, I know.
Yeah.
You know? And there's been a few times he was actually looking, like we sit in the front row if we can, if there's seats, and he was actually looking right at me.
Well, you got to remember, like, too, he just got his eyes fixed, too, so I'm sure he's, like, excited to look around the room and actually see faces.
Well,
now.
This was before then, even.
So he probably didn't even know.
He might not have even seen me. I don't know. Right. But he was looking at me, and I'm just awesome. Like, who's this dude been talking to, man? You know? But... Yeah, that was when that started happening. That was the, like I said, like I see it, even though you don't see it.
Right.
Like literally see it. But when he starts talking about stuff that is dead on with what you've got going on, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
All right.
It's cool.
Sorry about everything I said before.
But that's, you know, I was listening to a song today where they talk about that. They talk about people that people that aren't believers yet. It's not that they don't like, they hate us. They hate God in us. And I think sometimes some like lifelong Christians can miss this point, but there's a lot of us that were in that same headspace before as this other guy.
Right.
You know, because I for sure have been in the same headspace that you were in, But having had grown up going to church and then having a seasons where I'm like,
oh, same.
I'm like, come on.
Same.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, it was just never part of my life. So it was just weird to me that people did it, I guess. You know, like, you're talking to somebody who's not there. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
And I always had the, you covered it on the show, on the podcast, you know, the, well, if there is, then why did this happen?
Right.
You know, yeah. And that's kind of where I lived all the time because of the job we do. I'm like, you know, people would want to pray after, you know, we just had a cardiac arrest and they didn't make it. And I'm like, well, this is my cue to leave, you know, because.
Yep.
Or it would be the exact opposite. And, you know, you would get ROSC and you'd be transported to the hospital and the families, you know, thank God and, you know, Jesus was with us. And I'm going, I don't remember seeing him in my truck.
Yeah.
You know, there was right. Like two or three of us back there and I don't think he was one of them, you know. So.
Yeah. It's an interesting job. It's interesting. So like we were talking about the other night where you guys, for you and Leanne, the importance of you being a part of the team and stuff like that now is that it's so, because people know you.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And then, so, but for you, for me, it's just, for a lot of them, it's been so long now that this is just who I am. And so it's almost like it's a little bit different to approach me. But for you guys, and it's, what's interesting is now that all this happens once you're removed from
the
EMS world.
Yeah, and I think that had a lot to do with it, too, because when you're doing it, it's on to the next call.
Right.
On to the next call. On to the next call. You know, go to bed, get up, on to the next call. On to the next call. When you stop doing it and you just have time to think, that, you know, things start to hit you. So, right. And you start remembering stuff that happened years ago and, you know, calls that happened years ago, and you're just, sometimes you're going, how did that? There's like, how is that even possible that, you know, that guy lived or whatever after what I pulled him out of?
Right.
You know? And so you just start to think, and then, you know, Holcomb. He slides that in there. It's just...
Yes.
Everything lined up, I guess, at the right time, and it happened when it was supposed to, obviously. So, no, here we are.
Yeah.
And like you said, a lot of people do know me. They know where I stood on religion and, I mean, just everything. Christianity, I mean, any kind of religion, I just wasn't having it at all. So
it's awesome though, dude, because like just today I was talking to somebody, I'm like, yeah, we're actually recording tonight, and it's like Brent DeVries church podcast. He's like, shut up, it ain't happened. I'm like, wait till Thursday.
Yeah,
wait till it's released.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, I can only think about maybe 150 people that could have been. I mean,
right. But
it's going to be cool though, because I think that the more, I mean, we've kind of been walking a season where it's like, okay, careful to keep our own privacy and keep the right people around us to keep us on the right mindset and the right, you know, direction. But at the same time, to be willing to share so that other people know that they're not alone and they're not crazy either. You know what I mean?
Right.
And to know that whatever their life they're living isn't their destination.
Right.
Like that God does have good plans for them, and he's so much more than anybody could imagine. And it's just neat. So like what you have to say is valuable, you know, like your family, what you're walking through is tremendous. And, you know, you get to shed light and hope on somebody else's life in
hopefully
an incredible way.
So. Yeah, there's since it's, you know, since we started coming to church, and I mean, like I said, Leanne's always, she's always believed, she's always been a Christian, I guess you could say. She's Catholic. She quit going to church when she was like 18 or something, but not me. So since we started all this, you know, coming to church, and I started kind of getting my eyes opened, I've noticed a lot of things when we ask for it. At first, it was tough, like the whole faith thing. But then, like, it was in the back of my head, and I just kept thinking, you know, I got to trust. And before I knew it, it was like the answer was there, and
right,
it was fixed, you know, like no sweat, just out of nowhere. So after the first time, I'm like, oh, well, that's pretty cool, you know. So I kept doing it, and you know, and faith is hard to have at first, if you've never had it,
right?
Like,
absolutely true.
I mean, you gotta believe, even when it looks like it's going the complete opposite way. You've got to still believe that it's going to get fixed,
right?
So once I was able to do that, it. And I'm still working on it. I mean, I got a long ways to go. But once I was able to start doing that, things started happening quicker. Like, the fix came faster.
Right.
So, you know, and we're going through stuff right now, and, you know, we've been praying on it, and it's getting answered, so.
It's cool. It's
just out of nowhere.
It's cool how that works.
Yeah.
But it's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That faith, you know, I can't remember exactly. I used it on a podcast like last year. But basically the gist of it is faith is like trusting in God even when like every other shred of evidence says he's not trustworthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, and so why that rings so true with me is just because of the career choice that we both have, and it's like none of this makes sense,
right?
And it's that there's those points where it's like super hard, like, really, faith? There's none of this should be happening right
well,
now.
Well, and it's more than just like, oh, it all works out for a reason, you know, because there's some of these things that people throw out that aren't biblical. It's like taking it and then twisted it, like, oh, God won't give you more than you can handle. It's like, no, there's so much crap in this world that we can't handle. Yeah. You know what I mean? So there's some of that where it's more than just a fluffy oat. It's all going to work out for a reason. It's no, trust him that he is working on our behalf. He's gone before us. He said that he's working all things for our benefit. And so he's doing good things. He's only good. So he can only do good things towards us. But when I don't know how that's going to work out and I don't know what that means, it's like I kind of like to know. It's like having somebody reading you off the GPS in the car when you can't see it, and you're just trusting them to give you the next step, you know? And it can be really hard and frustrating. But I mean, sometimes what I've come to find is that when my surface prayer, like the thing that I'm praying for, like if it's a need or something resolved, or if it doesn't get answered right away, it's because he's trying to do something in my heart first.
Yeah.
And it's tough. It's really tough.
Yeah, there's a lot to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was my thing, and I'm sure it's with a lot of other people too, is they think, and I thought, like, okay, so I'm supposed to believe, and then everything's just going to be easy. Everything's just going to happen.
It's
supposed to happen. Everything's going to be good. You know, if he's really there, then, you know, we don't have to, you know, we're not going to suffer. We're not going to struggle. We're not, you know, all this stuff. But that's not how it works.
Everything will be amazing.
I want to do all the things right and then have my life be perfect.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Because I behaved. I did everything right. So it should just work out the way I want. Yes.
So everything should be perfect. I should have, you know, like a Ferrari. And
dang it.
Yeah, but.
Yeah.
It's not so much.
It's work. It's a lot of work and a lot of faith and struggle. And as long as you keep the faith, then the struggle eventually pays off.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, we're starting to see that in the different things going on in our life right now. So
that's cool.
It's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Well, right on. thanks for coming in.
Do you have any final thoughts?
Not usually.
Not usually.
I try not to.
No, that's okay.
No, thanks for having me on, though. Appreciate it.
It's really cool. It's really cool having you guys around, and your family is amazing, and your wife is amazing. So it's really cool to get to know you guys. So
finally. Yeah, likewise.
Finally.
Finally.
Finally. Always hitting that. I was on Community Night hitting interested. Interested.
Well, no. It was only for, a couple months.
I got to keep this chair from flying up out of my garage, so sorry.
Right.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, yeah. I had a lot to do. You know, busy guy.
But you know what, though? I nix a bit this way, but when he commits to something, he follows through.
Yeah.
And I know you're a bit like that. You're a very loyal, a very hardworking person. And so, I mean, not all are. I mean, God's met you exactly where you're at. He's pursued you. And I mean, you said it yourself, like everything's worked out the way it was supposed to. And God knows you, you know?
Yeah, I thought it was all my ideas the whole time. Yeah. Not so much.
It's funny when you sort that out.
Yeah.
No, I really wasn't controlling any of this.
It's kind of depressing at first. Like, the good ideas, they weren't mine.
Right. It is.
I thought that was all me. thanks, I guess. I don't think. But yeah, that's pretty cool.
Sweet. All right, as usual, thanks for listening, and thank you, Freedom Center Church, for the space. Also, at this same network, you can hear the Morning After podcast and the Sunday message. Check us out on all the socials.
Sweet.
See ya.
See ya.